Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gary Sissel with Bob's Carpet and Flooring Mart. Gary, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. It's been a little dry spell since I've interviewed you. Last time I talked to you was at an NFA meeting. We're here at the NFA meeting here the day before Surfaces in Las Vegas, and you've changed jobs, and you've gone from Nebraska Furniture Mart to Bob's Carpet and Flooring Mart, right?
Yeah, I took a little time off to try to enjoy the world a little bit, and this offer came up, and I had an opportunity to move from minus 25 below to 65 every day, and I thought it would be a good opportunity, and I'm having a great time.
Actually, we're Facebook friends, and I can see that you are enjoying the west coast of Florida.
I should quit posting all those pictures of me by the pool then, because I get all this hate mail from my friends in Nebraska.
Why don't we start out talking a little bit about Bob's. Give us a lay of the land, number of stores, and a little bit about the structure of Bob's.
Sure. Bob's, we have 15 stores spread out throughout the greater Tampa Bay region. And the stores vary from anything from just sample stores to sample and stocking stores. We have 8 stocking locations, and then we have a headquarters that we stock a lot of product out of. And we service all categories except for rugs at the current time, but we're looking at rugs as a possibility. So we try to cater to all categories and particularly look at the different market segments in terms of demographics and try to reach those customers in all of our stores.
All right, so residential replacement, multifamily, builder, all those sectors you serve.
Yeah, probably some better than others. We probably serve the residential sector better than most, and a little bit of the multifamily and a little bit of the builder. But that, of course, focus is starting to mature and change as we move forward.
Do you do a little Main Street commercial as well?
We do Main Street commercial more than I had thought we did, and I'm getting into it now and finding out there's actually quite a bit to do out there, and we're doing a pretty good share.
You know, I've always been a fan of yours. I'm very impressed with your professionalism, and I bet coming down there, one of the first things you're doing is probably building your team, right? I mean, working on getting your team not only to feel like they're a team, but also getting them well-trained on kind of what their business is, right?
And that's a good point. The first thing we did is we did a little SWOT analysis where we actually developed strategic plans, not only at a leadership level, but also at the store level, so the store managers had a little bit more autonomy to actually run their store like a business, but we had to set some ground rules. So we spent, my first month there, I spent 2 full days with my managers just nailing down the strategic plan and trying to figure out who we are, what we want to be, and how we're going to get there. And then we put everything in writing and we measure it.
It sounds very interesting. What are some of the things, I mean, one of the things you told me right before this interview started is, I've known this as Bob's Carpet Mart, and now, I mean, you've said, you know, we need to change the name a little bit, right? So that's another dimension that you bring to it.
Yeah, I mean, Bob's Carpet Mart always connotates carpet, and when I looked at the sales, we're doing a lot more than just carpet, and we wanted to communicate to our customer base that carpet is certainly a strength, but we're also in the flooring business as well. So in our advertising, we just kind of slid the word "and flooring" in there so that the customers know that we're much more than just a carpet store.
As you set your goals for 2014, and I'm sure you're looking for some strong growth, what are one of the two items that you want to try to do at Bob's?
Well, besides just strong growth, which is, of course, a cornerstone to any plan, what we want to try to do is get our staff at the grassroots level involved in some of the decision-making process, including product, but most importantly, trying to figure out how to service our customer at a higher level. So we're going to engage our frontline staff. We're going to engage our management team so that we have a plan in place with measurement. And I'm a stickler on measurement. Everything, you know, if we measure it, we'll get results. And I've lived by that, and it's worked well. And trying to change the culture at Bob's so that they can see the light and start to follow that kind of path.
Well, you know, at Nebraska Furniture Mart, I mean, one of the things that made you strong was you advertised a lot, you had your own credit, and you had a great mix of products. So how much of the secret sauce of Nebraska Furniture Mart are you going to try to bring down to Bob's?
Well, I will say this about Nebraska Furniture Mart. It was a great training ground. It was probably the best education that I could ask for. You know, you go to school, you get your MBA or whatever, that's one thing, but you actually go out in the real-life world and live it and learn it. And at the Mart, the one thing I learned was that you have to have a very strong foundation. If you have a strong foundation, you can weather the storms, you can grow the business. And Bob's has a very strong foundation, and what we're trying to do is just, you know, try to learn from things around our environment to make it even better. And with that, I think we'll be able to springboard forward and build the business even stronger.
So when it gets to advertising, is this something that you're going to make any changes to, or is there already some things that he's doing down there that are strong? Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
They're a huge advertiser. They're probably one of the largest in the Tampa area. And they've got some very good things that they've been doing, and we're tweaking them a little bit, probably introducing a little bit more television and a little less flyers and a little bit more direct media. And also we're working on an internet strategy, and we've got some very good people helping us position our internet so that we can communicate more effectively with our customer base.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's great to talk to you. Welcome back to the NFA and to Bob's. Again, we've been talking to Gary Sissel, who is the Director of Operations with Bob's Carpet and Flooring Mart. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.